This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for hanging with us. You know, I try and give a variety on some shows. This is one of those shows. We just had Barbara Corcoran on. Typically, I try and do two interviews per one-hour show. And every so often, I squeak in a third person. Sometimes I get a little more than that, but it just depends on what their message is. If it's a pitch and they want to pitch and talk about something and tell the world about something, that's kind of one segment. But if there's a good story, a story where we can all learn something and we can glean and take away some of the nuggets of wisdom from the person, they get a much more time. So I believe our next guest, Joel Holland, is going to be one of those guys. He is the founder and executive chairman of VideoBlox. VideoBlox is a very interesting company. He's a young guy. As a matter of fact, let me tell you some of the stuff that he's been involved with here. Top 25 entrepreneurs under 25 by Business Week magazine. Entrepreneur of the Year by United States Small Business Administration. Entrepreneur of the Year by the Ernst & Young of the Greater Washington, D.C. region. And he made Inc. Magazine's prestigious 30 under 30 list back in 2013. His growth right now, achieving 7,000% over the past 5 years. One of the top five fastest growing technology companies in the DC region. Now he just moved to Vail. He's going to do some skiing. So all that success does lead to having a good time. Joel, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks, Alan. I can tell this is going to be a lot of fun. And I love, everything you described has taken many years. But when you put it all together in a 30-second segment, it really gets me pumped up. I feel like life is good, man.
Well, you know what they say, you're like a 30-year overnight success, except you're only like 30 years old.
No, 31.
Okay, well, there you go. So I love, what I'm reading about you. Maybe you could tell the world what VideoBlox is, and that way they'll have a better understanding.
Yeah, totally. So VideoBlox basically aims to help content creators, specifically video editors. So any video editor, whether it's a YouTube maker or MTV or NBC working on a television show, will look for what are called stock video shots. So like a sun rising over the New York City skyline, or a shot of Beijing, or some music like you had in the intro, or explosions effects. Basically all these little nuggets that you can download and edit right into your project to make it more interesting, more exciting. And so VideoBlox.com has a library of a couple million video clips from all over the world that are very affordable for video editors to grab and pop into their projects.
And you have like 150,000 members that are purchasing these video nuggets, you might say, because listen, I hire people every now and then. I need one shot. Oh gosh, it's $1,000 to send somebody out to get that one shot. Sometimes they have to wait till the sun rises or the sun sets or the this, or and then it's raining that day and it doesn't work and it delays the project. So this is brilliant. It's a repository of content for the grabbing.
That's it. No, you've absolutely got it right. I mean, so imagine, you're a video editor doing a project on the global economy. You can either send a video crew, to Africa and then to China and then to, the Middle East and then back to the U.S. Or you can just go on a website like VideoBlox and grab establishing shots of each of those locations.
I love it.
For a couple $100.
It's absolutely brilliant. Now, I understand while you were still in high school, you started a TV show that focused on helping kids figure out what they wanted to do with their lives. And that kind of kickstarted your whole career. Maybe you could tell that story a little bit.
Yeah, totally. So look, I probably like a lot of listeners, I've always felt kind of lost and adrift when it comes to what am I going to do with my life. And in high school, I was kind of approaching graduation and I had no idea whether I wanted to go to college to study business, to study journalism. You know, I just really didn't know. And I was very disappointed with the resources that were available to teenagers when it came to trying to figure out what they should do with their lives.
Right.
So I kind of came up with this, you know, radically simple concept of a little TV show where we would go out and interview very successful individuals at the top of their careers, whether they're a politician, you know, a Fortune 500 CEO, or a celebrity. And I pitched this to a local production company in the D.C. area. They thought I was nuts. And they basically said, look, kid, if you can go and get interesting people to be on camera with you, best of luck. And we'll certainly give you some money to do that. And I think they expected me to, you know, go home and nothing would happen. But I was young and naive. I'm still young and naive. But back then I was like, why can't I get someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger to sit down and give advice? You know, and that, you know, long story short, that's how it played out. We ended up getting a lot of very interesting people to chat about career advice. One of those individuals was Arnold Schwarzenegger. It took me 3 months of, you know, begging and pleading and playing the youth card and, you know, and help the children.
Right.
And, you know, and finally he said, okay. And we flew out to Los Angeles, sat down, did a 2-camera shoot. He had a lot of really good advice and, you know, he had a great story. But what ultimately ended up happening was we didn't have the budget to make the production really look sexy, right? It didn't have the fast motion pizzazz. I remember I wanted a helicopter shot of the Hollywood sign to open the segment, and it was just too expensive. I mean, it would have been tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that just wasn't going to happen. So that was the beginning of what had prompted me to start Video Block.
So that's where the light bulb went off. But did you ever get that shot? I'm just curious.
You know, yes. That, you know, it's kind of like that was the goal. I did not get the shot for the show, unfortunately. But now, you know, if you go on Video Block, I think we have so many cool shots of the Hollywood sign. So I did get it. I got the shot, just not in time to make the show Discovery Channel worthy.
That's funny. Well, fast forward, everybody, 8 years, and Video Blocks is now clearing over $25 million annually in revenue and has 45 employees. And some of their clients include professional production studios like NBC, Discovery, MTV, prosumers, and enthusiasts all use this product, of which I know that from now on with my production company, I'm going to be using it. I know that there are companies out there that do this, but you are absolutely killing it. So here's my question for you. When you first got started, where did the money come from? I mean, give me that little bit. I'm just curious because so many people, they have these great ideas like you just described, but it's like, oh, it's going to take money to buy the gear and to, you know, to create the website. And you're just this young guy who's, you know, probably got bills from school, right? So what did you do?
Yeah. So, you know, this is the beauty, I think, of the day and age we live in. To build a minimum viable product for most, you know, technology companies is really not that expensive. I think a lot of young entrepreneurs make the mistake of thinking they need to raise a ton of money. I knew nothing about raising money. So instead, I dipped into my life savings, and I'd been saving money since I was selling golf balls on a golf course at, you know, 10 years old. And I bought, you know, basically bought some production equipment. So a camera that was a couple thousand dollars, a tripod, a backpack, and a plane ticket to Seattle to go shoot my first, stock footage production. And then I sold it on eBay. So, I didn't have to have a website at first. I was able to use an existing marketplace to validate the market. Then I learned some basic coding skills, built a website, and went from there. So,
all right,
honestly,
hold on. I want to hear the rest on the other side. I got to take a commercial break so I can pay my bills, damn it. We'll take a break. I love this story. And this, to me, is the story of all of our lives. And some of us did it. Some of us wished we would have, and maybe you listening should do it. We'll take a little break. You're listening to Inc. Radio, a magazine for growing companies.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.